That's how we break things down into 15-minute and 7.5-minute increments, and we just keep working down until we get to a completely ridiculous fraction. And then we start all over again. We just, you know, extrapolate. That's what we do. 7:38 on your Monday, just listening to some of the, this morning, some of the, and we'll have more of this in a bit, the Todd Corser campaign. Not, I can't really call it a campaign video in the sense of normal campaign, typical campaign videos, because it's Todd Corser. And, I mean, he's just, you know, he's running a camera in his rig and talking to it and just, you know, stream of consciousness, Todd Corser. So it's not like a campaign video with the music or, you know, the cool graphic and, hi, vote for me, and 28 seconds later, it's all over. You can run that on TV. You can run it on the web. You can run it wherever. No, no. It's classic Todd Corser. As the primary is set for tomorrow in both Lapeer County and over in Allegan, we'll see if either one of he or Cindy Gamrat emerge. And you got to think that if that could happen, and there's a huge field that's facing off against these two in these separate primary elections, that if they did emerge, then they would, of course, you know, have a great chance of going back to the House in Lansing, and that would be something else, indeed. All right. Well, so we'll change gears. We'll flip back around. Again, there's something surreal about that, and it feels a little surreal when you get up on Sunday morning this time every year as we hit the month of November, and we get that hour back, daylight savings time. And we know a lot about this. I mean, there's more studies that have been done on that. You just take it for granted. We got, you know, spring forward, fall back. That's the way it works. And you go through the rationale of our agrarian society, and this would extend daylight for, you know, bringing in and planting and for harvesting and whatnot. Have we advanced beyond that now? Because some people get really whacked out by the back and forth of the hour change. And it's seems like such a little deal. It's an hour. And yet you're talking about the mind and how that works with the body and everything syncing together. Donald Buckland is a physician, regional medical director for U.S. HealthWorks. He's joined us before frequently and does so again. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So I use the words whacked out. That's how some people feel with daylight savings time. And it is just an hour out of so many in a year, and then another hour, I guess 2 hours that we go back and forth, but that 1 hour we tug of war over. But it is a tug of war, isn't it, with our bodies?
Yes. Once you get your circadian rhythm, your internal clock, out of whack with the external world, trouble ensues. In the spring, you have more heart attacks, you have more car crashes, you have more suicides in males, industrial accidents, all kinds of mayhem for a few days after the spring forward. Now, in the fall, of course, you get that extra hour of sleep, mm-hmm. and it balances out. You have less heart attacks than normal for the first few days, less suicide, less car crashes. So it kind of evens out, which is nice. So
it felt good. It felt good yesterday. I'm going to tell you, it felt good. I still got up early, but I know that I'd still got that hour back, so I wasn't really getting up quite as early. I got that extra hour. What about the psychological part of this?
Well,
how does that factor in?
Some people are very, very sensitive to less sunlight when they're around it. It's called seasonal affective disorder.
Right.
This is the kind of depression that people get when the clock falls back and you get less sunlight. Now, the solution to that is provide a little artificial sunlight. Go to your local mm-hmm. hardware store and buy a couple of grow lights and put them in your face for 5 minutes when you first wake up in the morning, and that can help get the restore everything.
Oh, there's people with grow lights in Michigan, Doctor, but they're not all seasonally effective, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, okay. But I you know, your point is well taken, because we have that issue here in this state. I mean, it can be pretty bleak and kind of dark and damp and cold in the wintertime with a lot of gray outside and not much sun breaking through. So that definitely is a factor. But, you know, I guess the psychological thing of just that 1 hour, I know when I fly and I go on long distance, I do that old trick that people talk about. It does work. I set my clock and I start thinking in the time zone where I'm going to go. Otherwise, I know I'm going to have a major problem when I get there.
Right.
But it's amazing how the brain can work with the body on that in both good and negative ways.
Yes, it is. It is. I think it probably just addresses the fact that we're walking around here, most of us, on the verge of sleep exhaustion. So you take 1 hour away from us, and people start having really bad problems.
Mm.
So I think it tells society that we need to slow down a little bit and, you know, try to get enough sleep to be functional the next day.
Yeah, and functional for one person, I guess, would be different for the other. Oh, what do you think? Well, should we get rid of daylight savings? I mean, has it overstayed its welcome?
Well, it came, you know, it was Ben Franklin's idea, and it's hard to argue against Ben Franklin, you know, amongst other reasons, because he's bright and dead. But
absolutely, well stated.
No one much used it till the World War, and then nowadays, of course, we're not trying to save candles. So it does help retail in the spring when you make it light an hour longer. People are more out to go to a movie or, you know, buy dinner or something. And in the fall, you see less retail. So probably right now, it's a net benefit to have it.
A net benefit, but that would be more on the economic side.
Exactly.
Rather than, though, what the effect that it has on us collectively, on our bodies, our psyche, and everything else. So that's is that literally the yin and yang of it then?
Yes, exactly. You have economic benefit, you have health consequence to moving it forward. Moving it back, you probably have less economic benefit, but more health, you know, more health. So
it's something, it's something that doctors, you're aware of, and yet it's probably not first and foremost with you, because there really isn't anything you can do about it, right? I mean, what do you tell people who say, I think I'm affected by daylight savings time? Well, so what would your advice be to a patient? Would you just say, well, you're going to have to deal with it like everybody else and stop whining? Or, I mean, what do you tell them?
I try not to use that word.
Well,
when
I hear
patients
you.
Stop whining. I figure if they come into the clinic, they want some good advice.
Yeah, well, you know.
You know, they don't need a doctor to get mad at them, tell them stop whining. So, but it is, I would probably question them about depression. And if they seem like they were having depression because of it, I would probably think about putting them on some medication. I mean, other things work, light in your face, mm-hmm. counseling. But if none of those had worked for them, I'd think about putting them on some medication. And helping them with it.
Dr. Donald Buck, that's good advice, and that's a lot more sane than what I was proposing there. Dr. Donald, yeah, stop
whining.
Well, you know, Dr. Donald Buckland's Regional Medical Director for U.S. Health Works. He's a practicing clinical occupational medicine professional now for more than a quarter century, and clearly he is he's not whacked out by the changeover here, the fall back, and he's ready to attack the issue with some glee. Always, we appreciate talking to you, Dr. Buckland. Where can we find you online?
Oh, ushealthworks.com, and I've got a blog on there you're welcome to read. In fact, the one is on daylight savings time right now.
And nothing in there involving whining or anything like that. It's all of these here have an equal degree of importance as long as they don't. Dr. Donald Buckland joining us this morning. Always enjoy talking to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right, have a good one. You know, so what do you think? Should we get rid of it? I mean, see, I take the opposite tact with this from what the doctor said in terms of, you know, the economic side. If it stays light longer in summertime, I'm not going to a movie unless it's a drive-in movie. I'm trying to enjoy more time outdoors. So that part I get, but, you know, if it's getting dark earlier, yeah, we might as well go to a movie. It's going to be like a cave anyway. It looks like a cave outside. So let's go ahead. Let's go indoors. The weather's lousy and it's dark, so enough. I enjoy it in the summer when it stays light till pushing 10 o'clock. Get the deck time, go out, be somewhere at a park, be up north. Beautiful. Love it. But still, is that the be-all and end-all? Is it just the economics of it? Is that it? Yeah, he's got an interesting perspective on it. And the fact that they do see that uptick with cardiac conditions and others in the springtime should give us pause at the very least. More coming up here, Morning Wake Up. It is your Monday. I hope you made it through the switchover okay, and you enjoyed your extra hour of sleep. And may it bring you health and wellness.